This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The top twins, identical twin sisters Linda and Jules Top, are New Zealand national treasures who have performed around the world as an original comedy music duo for more than 25 years. They're about to jump on a plane and head back to Melbourne, and it's an honour to welcome them again to Joy 94.9.
Howdy doody.
That is correct.
Last time I saw you girls was at Daylesford at the Chill Out Festival a few years back, but you're pretty frequent visitors to Australia, aren't you?
Yeah, no, we've been coming to Australia for a long time, and we thought, you know, it's about time we started, you know, popping in a little more frequently, and so, yeah, we're doing quite a few gigs in Australia this year.
You've been entertaining people for 25 years. Do you ever think that it would last this long or that you'd become national icons in New Zealand?
We've got years left in us. Wait till we do the Zimmer frame tour.
Is there a secret to your ongoing success, would you say?
I think, you know, we've really loved, you know, being performers, and it's never really felt like a job, even though it is our job. I suppose we have to consider that it is a job, but we just, you know, we get to fly around the world, and we get to meet, you know, interesting people and all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, if you love your job so much, you know, it can just go on and on forever. You know, we definitely have, you know, put the hard yards in over the years, you know, to make it sort of, you know, a pretty good career. But, yeah, we just have fun, you know, I think, and that's what people pick up on.
Was there a moment when you realised that you'd made it?
I guess we've got a policy that we never look back. We're always going forward, you know, we're on to the next gig. And the thing about it is that you've never made it until you've made it. You walk out on the stage, or every time you hit the boards on stage, it's a brand new day, it's a brand new audience, it's a brand new theatre. You just have no idea what's going to happen on that night. And, you know, a lot of our show is spontaneous. We work with the crowd a lot. So you don't know you've made it until the end of the night.
You're both well-known activists in New Zealand. You've previously campaigned for nuclear-free New Zealand, for Maori land rights and homosexual law reform. Why have you always wanted to stand up and be a voice for things that you're passionate about?
Well, I think it's just a personal option, because, you know, a lot of those things you're talking about, they affected us. You know, we came out when we were sort of, you know, in our early 20s, and we didn't want to, you know, have to live a lie. So we came out, we were trying to find a flat, you know, and there was no, you know, good housing for young people, and the Maori land issue was right in front of us, you know, at Bastion Point here in Auckland. And I think our mum and dad instilled in us at a young age that, you know, you gotta work hard, but, you know, there has to be justice and there has to be fairness and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, it was just a personal issue. But then what happened was that it became a sort of more of a public, you know, persona of the top twins, because we would sing at the protests and things. But we wrote a song for every, you know, protest we were at, and I think, you know, we just became more of a public figure when it became protest stuff as well.
Now, over here in Australia, we're still a bit backward on a lot of social issues. Camp Mother ran for the Auckland mayoral elections in 1998. I just wondered how you'd feel about coming over here and running for politics in this country.
Fix it!
I think we'd rerun out of town. Yeah. We already had Joe Bielke Peterson, and that didn't work out very well.
You're on Joy 94.9 with SJ and Jono, and on the phone all the way from New Zealand, some of my favourite icons. I grew up with them. Not literally, but they're always on the telly or on the radio or in the papers. It is the top twins, Linda and Jules. Hannah, you're coming over to Melbourne very shortly. What can we expect of your upcoming shows?
Well, if you go to a top twins show, you get music, comedy, characters, yodeling, audience participation. And if you don't get that, we've shortchanged you. I'm picking all those things will happen. We love playing Melbourne. It's a little slice of New Zealand, actually, being in Melbourne.
It is.
Aww. Now, I'm really curious. You girls play everything from concert halls to festivals to rural country farm events. Do you feel that you have to adapt much of your show depending on the audience, the location, and kind of the size of the venue where you're performing, or is it pretty much the same every time?
Oh, we try to, you know, just be spontaneous on the night, and we know maybe 80% of the show what's going to happen. We know that when it's scripted a little bit, and there might be some songs that we do, but there's always 20% that we're not quite sure what's going to happen because we've got a different audience, and we use the audience in our show. So I think it's really important that you keep that spontaneity, but we would never, ever change or say maybe, oh, well, you know, we're in a rural town, so we might not do that, or, you know, we're always been true to ourselves and also always true to our audience. You know, you can't sort of, you know, vary it because you're in a different town. And theatre's made a bit of a comeback now. Theatre is the new black, let's face it.
It is the new black, that's true.
Hey, a highlight of your show is the appearance of many of your characters, so let's talk about them for a minute. If I was a top twin myself, I'd have to be Prue or Dilly, and I'm just wondering if they're going to make an appearance.
You must be gay.
How could you tell, honestly?
That's a stereotype, but I love it.
I'm a boy in a big hat.
Yeah.
Right. No, the characters, they are the show, really. The characters are really important, and they drive, you know, almost all of the show. We appear as ourselves at the end of the night just so people know who we are, really. But the characters, they really run the show, and they are the fun bits.
Now, when coming over to Australia, what are the important things that Camp Mother and Camp Leader need to pack in their bags?
Well, they would have to have some sort of fly spray. But you know what? Camp Mother can save the world with the contents of her handbag. It doesn't matter wherever she goes.
And finally, has Ken and Ken given up smoking yet?
Oh, well, Ken has given up smoking. He has. He gave up smoking.
He's bullshitting. He's smoking on the sly.
He has given up smoking because, you know, there's a lot of more younger people coming to our show, and Ken feels that he should make an effort. And we'll see how he goes.
Hey, the Top Twins play the Arts Centre Melbourne at Fairfax Studio from the 22nd to the 24th of May. Tickets are available now.
And I understand you guys are going to be popping into Joy when you're in town.
Yes, we are. We're always into Joy.
Woohoo! That's so exciting.
For more information on the Top Twins, visit artscentremelbourne.com. Girls, it's been great chatting with you this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. We're looking forward to it.
We look forward to seeing you in studio in a couple of weeks.
See ya.
Bye.
You're on Joy 94.9 with SJ and Jono.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.